This is an audio version of an extract from Interpretability in the Wild, a circuit for indirect object identification in GPT-2 Small by Kevin Wong et al., with researchers from Redwood Research and UC Berkeley. It's one of the core readings for the AI Safety Fundamentals course. Abstract. Research in mechanistic interpretability seeks to explain behaviors of machine learning, or ML, models in terms of their internal components. However, most previous work either focuses on simple behaviors in small models or describes complicated behaviors in larger models with broad strokes. In this work, we bridge this gap by presenting an explanation for how GPT-2 Small performs a natural language task called indirect object identification, or IOI. Our explanation encompasses 26 attention heads grouped into 7 main classes, which we discovered using a combination of interpretability approaches relying on causal interventions. To our knowledge, this investigation is the largest end-to-end attempt at reverse engineering a natural behavior in the wild, in quotes, in a language model. We evaluate the reliability of our explanations using 3 quantitative criteria: faithfulness, completeness, and minimality. Though these criteria support our investigation, they also point to remaining gaps in our understanding. Our work provides evidence that a mechanistic understanding of large ML models is feasible, pointing toward opportunities to scale our understanding to both larger models and more complex tasks. Code from all experiments is available on GitHub. Section 1. Introduction. Audio note, this entire paper contains numerous inline citations. These have mostly been omitted from the recording for fluency purposes. Transformer-based language models have demonstrated an impressive suite of capabilities, but largely remain black boxes. Understanding these models is difficult because they employ complex non-linear interactions in densely connected layers and operate in a high-dimensional space. Despite this, they are already deployed in high-impact settings, underscoring the urgency of understanding and anticipating possible model behaviors. Some researchers have argued that interpretability is critical for the safe deployment of advanced machine learning systems. Work in mechanistic interpretability aims to discover, understand, and verify the algorithms that model weights implement by reverse engineering model computation into human-understandable components. By understanding underlying mechanisms, we can better predict out-of-distribution behavior, identify and fix errors, and understand emergent behavior. In this work, we aim to mechanistically understand how GPT-2 Small implements a simple natural language task. We do so by using circuit analysis, identifying an induced subgraph of the model's computational graph that is human understandable and responsible for completing the task. To discover the circuit, we introduce a systematic approach that iteratively traces important components back from the logits, using a causal intervention that we call path patching. We supplement this mainline approach with projections in the embedding space, attention pattern analysis, and activation patching to understand the behavior of each component. We focus on understanding a specific natural language task that we call indirect object identification, or IOI. In IOI, sentences such as, "When Mary and John went to the store, John gave a drink to," should be completed with "Mary." We chose this task because it is linguistically meaningful and admits an interpretable algorithm. Of the 2 names in the sentence, predict the name that isn't the subject of the last clause. We discover a circuit of 26 attention heads, 1.1% of the total number of head token position pairs, that completes the bulk of this task. The circuit uses 7 categories of heads, see figure 2, to implement the algorithm. Together, these heads route information between different name tokens to the end position and finally to the output. Our work provides, to the best of our knowledge, the most detailed attempt at reverse engineering an end-to-end behavior in a transformer-based language model. By zooming in on a crisp task in a particular model, we obtained several insights about the challenges of mechanistic interpretability. In particular, we identified several instances of heads implementing redundant behavior. The most surprising were backup name mover heads, which copy names to the correct position in the output, but only when regular name mover heads are ablated. This complicates the search for complete mechanisms, as different model structure is found when some components are ablated. We found known structures, specifically induction heads, that were used in unexpected ways. Thus, mainline functionality of a component does not always give a full picture. Finally, we identified heads reliably writing in the opposite direction of the correct answer. Explanations for model behaviour can easily be misleading or non-rigorous. To remedy this problem, we formulate three criteria to help validate our circuit explanations. These criteria are faithfulness, the circuit can perform the task as well as the whole model, completeness, the circuit contains all the nodes used to perform the task, and minimality, the circuit doesn't contain nodes irrelevant to the task. Our circuit shows significant improvements compared to a naive but faithful circuit, but fails to pass the most challenging tests. In summary, our main contributions are 1. We identify a large circuit in GPT-2 small that performs indirect object identification, figure 2 in section 3. 2. Through example, we identify useful techniques for understanding models, as well as surprising pitfalls. And 3. We present criteria that ensure structural correspondence between the circuit and the model, and check experimentally whether our circuit meets this standard. Section 4. Section 2. In this section, we introduce the IOI task, review the transformer architecture, define circuits more formally, and describe a technique for knocking out nodes in a model. Task description. A sentence containing indirect object identification, or IOI, has an initial dependent clause, for example, when Mary and John went to the store, and a main clause, for example, John gave a bottle of milk to Mary. The initial clause introduces the indirect object, Mary, and the subject, John, denoted by IO for indirect object and S for subject. The main clause refers to the subject a second time, and in all of our examples of IOI, the subject gives an object to the IO. The IOI task is to predict the final token in the sentence to be the IO. We use S1 and S2 to refer to the first and second occurrences of the subject when we want to specify position. We create dataset samples for IOI using 15 templates, see Appendix E, with random single token names, places, and items. We use the notation P subscript IOI for the distribution of sentences generated by this procedure. To quantify GPT-2 small's performance on the IOI task, we use two different metrics, logit difference and IO probability. Logit difference measures the difference in logit values between the two names, where a positive score means the correct name, IO, has higher probability. IO probability measures the absolute probability of the IO token under the model's predictions. Both metrics are averaged over PIOI. Over 100,000 dataset examples, GPT-2 small has mean logit difference of 3.56, IO predicted over S 99.3% of the time, and mean IO probability of 49%. Subheading, Transformer Architecture. Audio note, this subsection contains some complex mathematical notation. I will describe it, but I haven't gone to great lengths to make it totally unambiguous. You can look at it in detail in the paper if you'd like to study it more. GPT-2 small is a decoder-only transformer with 12 layers and 12 attention heads per attention layer. In this work, we mostly focus on understanding the behavior of attention heads, which we describe below using notation similar to Ellich et al. 2021. We leave a full description of the model to Appendix G. The input x subscript 0 or x sub 0 to the transformer is a sum of position and token embeddings and lies in, here's some mathematical notation, R for the space of all real numbers, superscript n times d. So all matrices with real numbers, n times d, where n is the number of tokens in the input and d is the model dimension. This input embedding is the initial value of the residual stream, which all attention layers and MLPs read from and write to. Attention layer I of the network takes as input x sub I, a subset of that set of real number matrices, the value of the residual stream at layer I. The attention layer output can be decomposed into the sum of attention heads h subscript I, j. If the output of the attention layer is y sub I equals the sum of j for h sub I j of x sub I, then the residual stream is updated to x sub I plus y sub I. Focusing on individual heads, each head h sub I j is parameterized by four matrices, w sub q super I j, w sub k super I j, and w sub o super I j, from the set of real number matrices D times D over H, and W sub V, super IJ, from the set of real number matrices D over H times D. We rewrite these parameters as low-rank matrices in the set of real number matrices D times D. W sub OV super IJ equals W sub O super IJ times W sub V super IJ, and W sub QK super IJ equals W sub Q super IJ times W sub K super IJ to the power of T. The QK matrix is used to compute the attention pattern A sub IJ, part of the set of real number matrices N by N, of head IJ, while the OV matrix determines what is written into the residual stream. At the end of the forward pass, a layer norm is applied before the unembed matrix W sub U projects the residual stream into logits. Section 2.1. Circuits and knockouts. In mechanistic interpretability, we want to understand the correspondence between the components of a model and human understandable concepts. A useful abstraction for this goal is circuits. If we think of a model as a computational graph M, where nodes are terms in its forward pass, neurons, attention heads, embeddings, etc., and edges are the interactions between those terms, residual connections, attention, projections, etc., a circuit C is a subgraph of M responsible for some behavior, such as completing the IOI task. This definition of a circuit is more coarse-grained than the one presented in Ola et al. 2020, where nodes are features, meaningful directions in the latent space of a model, instead of model components. Just as the entire model M defines a function, M of X, from inputs to logits, we also associate each circuit C with a function C of X, via knockouts. A knockout removes a set of nodes K in a computational graph M with the goal of turning off, in quotes, nodes in K, but capturing all other computations in M. Thus, C of X is defined by knocking out all nodes in M backslash C, or M without C, and taking the resulting logit outputs in the modified computational graph. A first naive knockout approach consists of simply deleting each node in K from M. The net effect of this removal is to zero ablate K, meaning that we set its outputs to zero. This naive approach has an important limitation. Zero is an arbitrary value, and subsequent nodes might rely on the average activation value as an implicit bias term. Perhaps because of this, we find zero ablation to lead to noisy results in practice. To address this, we instead knock out nodes through mean ablation, replacing them with their average activation value across some reference distribution, similar to the bias correction method used in Nanda and Liberum 2022. Mean ablations remove the information that varies in the reference distribution, for example, the value of the name outputted by a head, but will preserve constant information, for example, the fact that the head is outputting a name. In this work, all knockouts are performed in a modified P sub IOI distribution called P sub ABC. It relies on the same generation procedure, but instead of using two names, IO and S, it used three unrelated random names, A, B, and C. In P sub ABC, sentences no longer have a single plausible IO, but the grammatical structures from the P101 templates are preserved. We chose this distribution for mean ablating because using P sub IOI would not remove enough information helpful for the task. For instance, some information constant in P sub IOI, for example, the fact that a name is duplicated, is removed when computing the mean on P sub ABC. When knocking out a single node, a head token position pair in our circuit, we want to preserve the grammatical information unrelated to IOI contained in its activations. However, the grammatical role, subject, verb, conjunction, etc., of a particular token position varies across templates. To ensure that grammatical information is constant when averaging, we compute the mean of a node across samples of the same template. Section 3. Discovering the circuit. We seek to explain how GPT-2 small implements the IOI task, Section 2. Recall the example sentence, when Mary and John went to the store, John gave a drink to. The following human interpretable algorithm suffices to perform this task. 1. Identify all previous names in the sentence, Mary, John, and John. 2. Remove all names that are duplicated, in the example above John. And 3. Output the remaining name. Below, we present a circuit that we claim implements this functionality. Our circuit contains three major classes of heads corresponding to the three steps of the algorithm above. Duplicate token heads identify tokens that have already appeared in the sentence. They are active at the S2 token, attend primarily to the S1 token, and signal that token duplication has occurred by writing the position of the duplicate token. S inhibition heads remove duplicate tokens from name mover head's attention. They are active at the N token, attend to the S2 token, and write in the query of the name mover heads, inhibiting their attention to S1 and S2 tokens. And name mover heads output the remaining name. They are active at end, attend to previous names in the sentence, and copy the names they attend to. Due to the S inhibition heads, they attend to the IO token over the S1 and S2 tokens. There's a figure here, figure 2. We discover a circuit in GPT-2 small that implements IOI. The input tokens on the left are passed into the residual stream. Attention heads move information between residual streams. The query and output arrows show which residual streams they write to, and the key value arrow shows which residual streams they read from. So this diagram has the sentence listed at the beginning, when Mary and John went to the store, comma, John gave a drink to. And so the relevant parts of the sentence are broken down. The IO, Mary, S1, John, S1 plus 1, went, S2, John, and end, to. S1 plus 1 goes to previous token heads, which then lead to induction heads. S2, John, goes to duplicate token heads, as does the first instance of John, which also goes to previous token heads. And then the end, too, goes to the S inhibition heads, also being fed by the induction heads. So that's a kind of cascade, where it goes John to previous token heads to induction heads to S inhibition heads, S1 plus 1 to previous token heads to induction heads to S inhibition heads, John to duplicate token heads, induction heads, and then S inhibition heads, and end going straight to S inhibition heads. And then the S inhibition heads have an arrow pointing to a box that says negative name mover heads, and backup name mover heads, with an arrow feeding out from that. A fourth major family of heads writes in the opposite direction of the name mover heads, thus decreasing the confidence of the predictions. We speculate that these negative name mover heads might help the model hedge, in quotes, so as to avoid high cross-entropy loss when making mistakes. There are also three minor classes of heads that perform related functions to the components above. Previous token heads copy information about the token S to the token S1 plus 1, the token after S1. Induction heads perform the same role as the duplicate token heads through an induction mechanism. They are active at position S2, attend to token S1 plus 1, mediated by the previous token heads, and their output is used both as a pointer to S1 and as a signal that S is duplicated. Finally, backup name mover heads do not normally move the IO token to the output, but take on this role if the regular name mover heads are knocked out. In all of our experiments, we do not intervene on MLPs, layer norms, or embedding matrices, focusing our investigation on understanding the attention heads. In initial investigations, we found that knocking out each MLP individually led to good task performance, except for the first layer. However, knocking out all MLPs after the first layer makes the model unable to perform the task. A more precise investigation of the role of MLPs is left for future work. Below, we show how we discovered each of the seven components above, providing evidence that they behave as claimed. We found that it was easiest to uncover the circuits starting at the logits and working back step by step. Each step is divided into two parts. First, we trace the information flow backward from previously discovered components by finding attention heads that directly influence them. We do this using a technique we introduce called path patching, which generalizes the application of causal mediation analysis to language models introduced in Vig et al. 2020. Second, we characterize the newly identified heads by examining their attention patterns and performing experiments tailored to their hypothesized function. Section 3.1. Which heads directly affect the output? Name mover heads. Tracing back the information flow. We begin by searching for attention heads H directly affecting the model's logits. To differentiate indirect effect, where the influence of a component is mediated by another head, from direct effect, we designed a technique called path patching, shown in Figure 1, which you can check out in the paper, it's very detailed. Path patching replaces part of a model's forward pass with activations from a different input. Given inputs X subscript original and X subscript new, and a set of paths P emanating from a node H, path patching runs a forward pass on X original but for the paths in P, it replaces the activations for H with those from X nu. In our case, H will be a fixed attention head, and P consists of all direct paths from H to a set of components R, that is, paths through residual connections and MLPs, but not through other attention heads. This measures the counterfactual effect of H on the members of R. The layers after the element from R are recomputed as in a normal forward pass. See Appendix B for full details of the method. We will always take X suboriginal to be a sample from P sub IOI and X sub nu the corresponding sample from P sub ABC. That is, where the names in the sentence are replaced by three random names. We run path patching on many random samples from P sub IOI and measure how this affects the average logit difference. Pathways H to R that are critical to the model's computation should induce a large drop in logit difference when patched, since the P sub ABC distribution removes the information needed to complete the IOI task. To trace information back from the logits, we run path patching for the pathway H to logits for each head H at the end position and display the effect on logit difference in figure 3A. We see that only a few heads in the final layers cause a large effect on logit difference. Specifically, patching 9.6, 9.9, and 10.0 causes a large drop. They thus contribute positively to the logit difference, while 10.7 and 11.1 cause a large increase. They contribute negatively to the logit difference. Name mover heads. To understand the heads positively influencing the logit difference, we first study their attention patterns. We find that they attend strongly to the IO token. The average attention probability of all heads over P sub IOI is 0.59. We hypothesize that these heads, 1, attend to the correct name, and 2, copy whatever they attend to. We therefore call these heads name mover heads. To verify our hypothesis, we design experiments to test the head's functionality. Let W sub U denote the unembedding matrix, and IO in square brackets after W sub U, and S in square brackets after W sub U, the corresponding unembedding vectors for the IO and S tokens. We scatterplot the attention probability against the logit score, H sub I of X, W sub U, square brackets N, measuring how much head H sub I on input X is writing in the direction of the logit of the name N, IO or S. The results are shown in figure 3C. Higher attention probability on the IO or S token is correlated with higher output in the direction of the name. Correlation P greater than 0.81, N equals 500. In GPT-2 small, there is a layer norm before the final unembedding matrix. This means that these dot products computed are not appropriately scaled. However, empirically, we found that approaches to approximating the composition of attention head outputs with this layer norm were complicated and resulted in similar correlation and scatter plots. Audio note, figure 3 is here. It has several parts and is quite complex. I recommend checking it out in the paper. To check that the name mover heads copy names generally, we studied what values are written via the head's OV matrix. Specifically, we first obtained the state of the residual stream at the position of each name token after the first MLP layer. Then we multiplied this by the OV matrix of a name mover head, simulating what would happen if the head attended perfectly to that token, multiplied by the unembedding matrix, and applied the final layer norm to obtain logit probabilities. We computed the proportion of samples that contain the input name token in the top 5 logits, n equals 1000, and call this the copy score. All three name mover heads have a copy score above 95%, compared to less than 20% for an average head. Negative name mover heads. In figure 3b, we also observed two heads causing a large increase and thus negatively influencing the logit difference. We call these heads negative name mover heads. These share all the same properties as name mover heads, except that they, 1, write in the opposite direction of names they attend to, and 2, have a large negative copy score, the copy score calculated with the negative of the OV matrix, 98% compared to 12% for the average head. This is the end of the excerpt included as a core reading in the AI Safety Fundamentals course. This was an audio version of Interpretability in the Wild, a Circuit for Indirect Object Identification in GPT-2 Small, by Kevin Wang et al., published on the 1st of November 2022. This reading was by Perrin Walker.